One card so far, Melissa Cupp.
Good afternoon. Is it afternoon?
Yes.
I don't even know. Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Melissa Cupp. I'm with Wiener Associates. I just wanted to comment on Talika's question about the MRT issue, just in kind of following up with Commissioner Kashishian's comments as well. And unfortunately, we didn't know this was going to be an issue, so I think Sparrow probably would have come and commented as well. So I'm going to try my best to do that on their behalf. Because they were one of the people who commented on the MRT language change originally. Our understanding, and if I recall the comments back when that was raised, was that the intent of that language addition was to clarify the language in the standard, which would seem to indicate originally that if it's a new cancer case that was already being treated and already being reported by an existing MRT service, that they shouldn't be able to be counted towards the initiation of a new service. And so the language that was added was to clarify that the department should be checking that to see if new cancer cases committed by a physician or some other entity was also already reported by an existing MRT service and therefore shouldn't be double counted as a case that still needs MRT service and therefore demonstrating a need for an additional service. So does that make any sense at all? I guess the bottom line is that the intention of the change was to clarify what was already in the standard and to get the department to make a change in how they were administering the standard.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
You may be putting too much understanding of the commission and what goes on within the department, we as the commission, speaking on behalf of the commission, we rely on the department to interpret the standards as we approve them, and I don't think we get into the detail that. How does the department interpret the standards? I think the way, at least to me, as Talika explained it, was the way that I interpreted it, at least. I don't know if other commissioners agree or disagree with that, but that's how I understood it to be. Any comments from my fellow commissioners?
This is Commissioner Kashishian. I'm confused on how the department is interpreting the standards, and this is an extremely important issue. What's happening in healthcare is radiation therapy is very lucrative, and so people are going out and opening up radiation therapy centers around the country, and cases that might not even need to be treated are being treated with radiation therapy. And the prime example of that is prostate cancer. You can either have surgery, you can have radiation therapy, or you can do watchful waiting. There was an article in a business journal not too long ago that in many states, urologists, instead of operating now, are opening up IMRT centers and doing radiation therapy. What I'm trying to prevent is a proliferation of people opening up new centers in the state and providing services that are not available. Going back to my last comment a few hours ago that we have an affordability issue in this country about healthcare. And when I voted in September, that's what I was thinking. I was voting on to limit new centers from opening up. Because, again, I don't have anyone knocking on my door saying I can't get IMRT services in the state of Michigan. I mean, there are radiation therapy in the UP that's provided when we talked about it 3-6 years ago. They're provided throughout the state. What I'm trying to prevent as a commissioner is the cost issue. And the other issue is there are side effects to radiation therapy, so it is also a quality issue that if we just let people give cases to anybody at any time, we're going to have a proliferation. I don't know. When I voted, I was voting to limit the number of providers in the state.
Commissioner Kishishian, if I may make a comment and explain a little how we process it. I mean, if you look at the history of new MRT services in last 10 years, maybe we have approved 3 or 4. The new units are mostly coming from the existing provider based on the expansion language. They keep multiplying. It is extremely difficult to get enough new cancer cases verified by the cancer registry. It's not any case submitted by an entity. It is verified by the cancer registry. And also, if you look at the formula, how we take the cases and come up with the equivalent treatment visits, because that's the threshold, 8,000 equivalent treatment visit, there is a factor, the duplication factor, for each planning area, again, to avoid the double counting. For planning area 2, Lansing area, because it's our area, it's 0.848. So if you give us 1,000 cases, you don't get credit for 1,000 cases. The duplication factor comes into effect. So those types of checks are already there in our formula and in our calculation.
Okay. So Commissioner McCurdy, I apologize for asking this really basic question, but from my very pedantic view from where I live, there's different ways that patients will receive radiation therapy, specifically IMRT. So one is a patient comes in with a cancer that may be amenable to some type of non-surgical organ preservation therapy, which can consist of chemotherapy alone, radiation therapy, or combined chemotherapy and radiation therapy. So that's one opportunity for a patient to have radiation therapy. Another way is that they will have surgery, and after the surgery, we'll get in our tumor boards, and we will say it looks like there is some really bad thing that the pathologist picks up after the tumor has been resected, and then they would again get some type of radiation therapy, and then it's up to the radiation oncologist to determine whether it's IMRT or whether it's just standard radiation therapy. And then a third way is if someone was initially treated either with surgery or radiation therapy and they fail, and now they have the option of being treated with radiation therapy, potentially curative. Or lastly, someone's failed everything, and they start having bone pain or, you know, unfortunately some intractable pain that's incurable, and then they're treated with palliative radiation therapy. So as I listen to the discussion, can you just explain to me how these different scenarios are counted? Is this the issue that eventually factors into double counting? Or can you help me understand it a little bit better?
We do have different categories of treatment. And when we are looking at an MRT treatment based on whether it's a simple, complex, intermediate, I don't remember the fourth category. Depending on the complexity of the case, there are different weight factors. So it's not a one-to-one ratio. If one service is doing more IMRTs, then their 10 cases may end up giving you more volume as opposed to a service doing more simple type of cases where each case and the equivalent treatment visits, there will be almost a one-to-one ratio.
Okay, so if someone was initially treated with IMRT and they failed and they came back for palliative radiation therapy, how would that be counted?
Now,
just one?
No.
Okay.
You are talking about existing MRT service, how their volume is counted, that is not factored into the commitment of new cancer cases, which is totally different. Those are newly diagnosed cancer cases in the registry.
Okay, if someone was initially treated and felt to be cured, but then they recurred, and then they were treated with radiation therapy, how would they count it?
That is not a new cancer case. It's a, because that's a retreatment. That's not a new cancer case.
Unless they were, like, re-diagnosed, like, unless it was a totally new kind of cancer that came back.
A different body part.
Right, then it would count as two. And that's not at all what this is talking about.
Okay, thanks.
It's not retreatment or revisits. It's newly diagnosed cancer case, and there is a definition in our standard what is considered a newly diagnosed cancer case.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions of Melissa?
Can I just make one other just comment? I think one of the things that's happened more recently is that historically the entities that were reporting to the cancer surveillance program were hospitals, labs, they were entities, and now physicians are individually reporting. And so all a physician has to do now in order to be able to commit new cancer cases to a new service is just decide that they're going to start reporting their cancer cases to the cancer surveillance program. So the physician reports it from their office. That duplication factor, I think, was created so that when the lab who did the pathology report reports that to the cancer surveillance program, and the MRT service who treated it reports it, or the hospital that did the surgery or that did the chemo, you know, however it was treated, that entity reports as well. And so now the physicians are reporting those cases too, and so now they get to go and commit them to a new initiation of a new service, even though it's not new need. It's just another entity reporting it that didn't historically used to do that.
Questions?
This Mark. Is Commissioner Kashishian. I want to make sure I understand. So these cases get reported twice. So in theory or in reality, the doctor reporting and, you know, the urologist is reporting cases to Michigan Department of Community Health. He has enough cases. He can institute radiation therapy. I kept using IMRT, but it's really radiation therapy that we're talking about. So we could get new providers starting to provide the services. Now, I want to make sure I understand under how the department was saying that the way some people are interpreting it is that that's okay, and there's a question if that's okay, or how's the department? If they're reporting it and they have the cases, we would allow them to start doing radiation therapy by the machine, even though they're already been done in a hospital or someplace else. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes. What we are saying is if an entity reported the new cancer case and the cancer surveillance program verified that it is a new cancer case, then that case can be committed towards a new MRT service, whether the same case was reported by another entity or not.
In the language that you guys passed last year, clearly would clarify that that shouldn't happen.
I disagree.
Oh, okay. that's fair. I mean, that I.
Okay,
I don't have it in front of me because I didn't bring it. What does it specifically say?
Let's. Other questions of Melissa?
All right. Thanks.
Let's move on to. I have one other card. Thank you, Melissa. Brian Kaser, please. Thank you, Brian. Okay. Any other issues to come for public comment?
This is Commissioner Kashishian, and I would like to maybe what I was just saying is I'll meet to make sure I'm comfortable with what we're doing because this is a huge cost issue when we look at it across the state. And again, as I mentioned, it's not just cost is quality because people can't have health care because their employers can't afford it. It is a quality issue, and so it's a huge cost, quality, issue, and I want to make sure that I am comfortable with what we decided in September, because I thought we were eliminating it. But that, take that. No, just that's just a comment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anything else? Okay. Move on. Brenda, turf it to you for the commission work plan review, please.
This is Brenda.